amplifying your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the program. Let that Nugent play out just a little bit. Another huge hour. Promises to be a feisty one, too. And I just know that because I know things. I talk to people. I know things. I talk to people. I can tell when things are going to get feisty. Yeah.
How do you know so much?
Well, it's my show, and I know who the guest lineup is.
Oh.
You know that best radio that is the radio you never hear?
Well, I
have a feeling you may hear it in just a couple minutes.
Well, I thought you were referring to like Obama knows everything. I thought maybe you just had a big head, but I see. I understand.
No, Obama is just, he's in that space-time warp continuum thing where he is so lost in what reality is really like.
I don't think he knows what reality is.
He flies Air Force One to the tune of couple million bucks to California while his wife flies to California to do another interview. I mean, this is just blatant, utter disregard and respect for taxpayers, taxpayers' dollars, my hard work, your hard work, and anybody else's hard work in this country that pays into that system and is fixing to do that again on April 15th.
Where's he flying to now?
He did the Jimmy Kimmel show and his wife did that stupid Ellen DeGeneres show where she danced around and some... And meanwhile, it costs the taxpayers millions of dollars to fly two separate jets. It's just, it is a total despicable, disturbing, disgusting lack of respect for the American taxpayer and our hard-earned money, your hard-earned money.
Well, I know one thing.
And that should upset you. But there are Democrats out there, you know, who, his little followers, that it just doesn't upset, it doesn't bother them. That's the problem. Those are the people I was referring to in last week's opening statements. They depend on you.
Yeah.
To push that agenda, the people that they know will never question anything that they do. The previous 2 hours on this show were huge, and this is why I'm looking forward to April 6th, Sean, when we have the opportunity and the ability going forward on 4-6, just about 3 weeks from now, taking Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the name says it all, daily, from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. You'll be able to tune in from anywhere in the nation and listen to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We will be discussing in a new format current events of that day as they pertain to you and our rights. We make no apologies for that. We will never give the other side a voice on this program, and we will begin doing our part to see to it that your voice is heard, not theirs. Sean, go ahead.
Can Barack Obama listen to us while he's on Air Force One?
He wouldn't waste his time. I hope he does. I know there are people in the bowels of the White House that do just that. But that's okay.
Well, he needs to listen so he can get an earful. I got a whole bunch I need to say to him.
We do air twice on WWRC in Washington, D.C. So, you know, you never know. You never know who's paying attention. I don't think they need radio stations to listen at the NSA. They can hear
and
see just about everything. All right, we've got another dynamite lineup. For this hour, we're going to give you some hard-hitting commentary, and it promises to be feisty, some analysis about what you just heard. The lineup today was significant. You know, that sometimes, as I said, global warming just produces the perfect storm. And one of those guests was Grover Norquist, who was pre-scheduled. Let me just state that he was pre-scheduled before Glenn Beck raised again the Muslim Brotherhood and the Frank Gaffney during his conversation. Issues that have been raised, quite frankly, for about 15 years, I believe, Grover has said himself. He's no stranger to hearing those, and we provided him an opportunity when he decided to come back to this program, the opportunity to address what he heard on Glenn Beck, and we played about a minute and 28 seconds of that, stating that Glenn Beck has told Wayne LaPierre, as he told his listeners, that he would drop his membership in the National Rifle Association if Grover Norquist were, in fact, reelected to the board of directors. I didn't make that accusation. It wasn't a subject of a conversation that I had planned on having with Grover Norquist. It was made news by Glenn Beck and Frank Gaffney during the week, and we had to address it. Grover was stand-up enough to come on and take the questions, and we gave him the platform to respond. We will see what happens after the NRA elections. It will be interesting to see what Glenn Beck does, if he does anything. Maybe we'll find out if it was just grandstanding. Who knows? And we'll talk about what you heard here in the previous hour right now. Let's first go to Neil McCabe. Neil, welcome to the show. You've been with us for the last hour, and we're looking forward to having you back for this hour.
Yeah, well, this is a nice little preview of what's going to happen with the Daily Defense Hour. But I thought, you know, with John Lott and Alan Gottlieb and Grover and Mike Hammond.
A big lineup.
It's been great. And, you know, as you said, you know, we didn't expect this stuff to come up. I mean, Grover was scheduled last week, and then he had that problems while he was traveling. And so I appreciate the fact that he addressed it, since that, you know, that really wasn't, you know, he could have said, listen, I didn't agree to come on to talk about that. But, you know, he did, and I thought he handled it directly. The interesting thing is the ballots. The ballots are due March 22nd.
Correct.
And so, you know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens.
We'll see if there's going to be any impact. And David Kodria, welcome to the show. As always, we do expect some commentary from you this hour, my friend. How are you today?
You know, I'm thinking of turning down the space heaters on my porch because I don't want Joe Biden to think I'm stupid.
Wear that with a badge of honor. As I said in the first hour, go get a T-shirt that says Joe Biden thinks I'm stupid and wear that proudly.
Actually, you know, I'm thinking of him and Obama on a T-shirt and the caption, I'm with stupid. And you can guess which one is which, right?
Each one of them pointing at each other. That's a beautiful thing. We've got George Hill, the Mad Ogre, down in North Carolina on the phones. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, how are you today, my friend?
It is a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
I love that. We've been hearing that from you now, George, for about, almost 6 years, or at about 6 years. So let's start with that topic. Let me get your thoughts on this. David, let me go directly to you. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins on April 6th. And it's been a long time coming, my friend. It's been a topic on this program a number of times, and we've joked about it over the last 4 to 5 weeks. I've been kind of teasing that. I'll see you tomorrow. I mean, next week, that type of thing. The press release went out this week, and I will ask you the same question that I asked Alan Gottlieb on the air and got a positive response. I would hope from time to time, when my schedule requires it, that you would be do me the honor of hosting the show for an hour from time to time.
Sounds like that would be a lot of fun. Of course, I don't know if I could do it with my phone, you know, so you'd have to get me somewhere where I'd have, you know, the capability to get in and either use a Comrex or a studio.
Well, have no fear. We'll put you on a private airplane and fly you to Dallas, sit down in the network, and then we'll have that airplane fly you back. We'll do the same thing for your family. We'll figure something out, but I'll take that as a yes. We'll work out the details. So as we begin to put this together, we are transparent. We'll do it in front of you. Neil McCabe. That hour, as you said, a preview, new stuff, new everything, new music, new flair, new deal, new content. That's the most important thing. The daily environment gives us the opportunity to cover current events as they relate to our core concerns and our core topics here on Armed American Radio on a daily basis that are making national news or should be making national news. About time for that format, you think?
Well, frankly, it's a long time overdue, and you know, there's just so much to address, and I think we dealt with it with both Mike Hammond and Grover Norquist in the last hour, that you just run out of time to drill down on this stuff. And with 5 more days to deal with it, you know, you can start really addressing this stuff as it happens.
Yeah, I call topic selection on the program. You know, we do a lot of research during the week, and it's we talk with you guys and with gals, whoever the guest happens to be. And sometimes that lineup changes right up until showtime, as you guys know. And maybe wherever you're listening to the program, you hear me say from time to time, thanks for joining us on short notice. Let me tell you, sometimes that short notice is a phone call while we're on air. That's how short notice sometimes we're talking about. And we have an A-list guest lineup. The guest lineup that you heard in the previous 2 hours was bar none, top notch. These are major newsmakers, and I refer to the weekly show and topic selection as really doing topic triage. We have to begin Monday, move through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and sometimes other topics trump other topics. And it makes it difficult. The daily format will change that, won't it, George Hill, the Mad Ogre?
Absolutely. It opens up a lot of options to explore topics that, you know, you just don't have time to. And, you know, because 3 hours goes by blinding fast.
Well, one thing it does, and one thing that it will do, I'll lead this into the break when we come back. I want to get some commentary and analysis on the previous hour. that you heard in hour two in particular. But the one-hour format will allow us the opportunity really to keep these topics that should be getting more attention in front of you, give you something else to talk about while you sit down and have dinner shortly after the broadcast airs. And the beautiful part about it was stations around the country will be airing us at various times. Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be somewhere on the radio every day of the week at various times. That ought to drive the left absolutely bonkers. When we come back, some hard-hitting commentary. Don't miss it. Great panel lineup for you. Stick around.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking indoors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. Tweet us if you want to talk to us. Tweet us at AAR Radio, at AAR Radio, two R's in there, at AARRADIO, and give us your thoughts and opinions. It's great to have you with us today, and it's going to be even more fun to be talking with you every single day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. That Daily Defense Hour begins April 6th. Make sure you stay tuned over at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio or at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Or at Twitter at AARRADIO. All right, let's go around the table. Let's talk about last hour first. And let's start with you, Neil, because you were here. Your thoughts on what you heard from Grover Norquist.
Well, I think Grover is frustrated and kind of exhausted by it all. And, you know, anybody who's been around sort of Washington conservative circles has heard the same stories. Now it's the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, and other versions of the story. You know, I've heard it was Iranian intelligence or the PLO. It's, you know, every single time I hear the story, it's got a little extra twist on it, or it did a different shade. But, you know, it's got to be frustrating for the guy. And, you know, I just know him as one of the great conservatives of his generation. A man who was asked by Ronald Reagan to start an organization to fight taxes, which he did, and he's created an amazing organization, Americans for Tax Reform. And he's really set himself up as a hub to the many spokes in the conservative movement in Washington. And through Grover Norquist, a lot of work for the conservative agenda gets done. Not just taxes, but, I mean, you heard him talk about gun rights. He's not a stranger to the battle to restore American gun rights. He knows what he's talking about, and he's fought for it.
David Kodria, you were listening to the program. You and I talked during one of the breaks. You know, there are people out there who want to smell blood. They want to taste it in the water. They want red meat, okay? Some of those people don't understand the time constraints that we're under. I wish we had more time with him. There's a lot I would like to ask Grover Norquist about, in particular his comments about immigration and the National Rifle Association. I'm a member of the NRA. I follow just about everything they do all day long, every day, and every social media outlet they put out. I've not yet seen anything from immigration, and I hate to have not been able to ask that question in the time that we had, and Grover has confirmed that he will come back to the program. Your thoughts on what you heard. And let me set this up. We are talking about, in case you're just joining us, Glenn Beck on his program last week had Frank Gaffney on the show, a longtime critic of Grover Norquist, who brought up his association with the Muslim Brotherhood, or his alleged association with the Muslim Brotherhood. And this has been looked at many times by many different circles, as you just heard Neil McCabe explain. As a result of that, Glenn made it very clear on his program to his listeners and in a subsequent conversation that he had with Wayne LaPierre that he was going to be leaving the NRA if Grover Norquist were, in fact, reelected to the board of directors. Those ballots are due on the 22nd of this month. That's my dad's birthday. He's probably listening to right now, by the way, so happy birthday in advance. David, take it away from there. Grover was on here. We gave him an opportunity to address those accusations that came from another program. Your thoughts on what you heard?
Oh, I consider the whole Beck thing to be a distraction. Grover is going to be elected to the NRA board. The ballots came out in the February issue, which meant the people had their magazines in January, and we're coming up with the deadline. He's in. LaPierre is going to do exactly what the other conservative groups that are allied with Grover Norquist are doing. They're going to give him their blessing and their sanction, and Beck is going to do what he wants to do. But you did, in fact, ask Grover about amnesty, and I found that he avoided it. I found that he was dismissive, and I found that he did exactly what I've been challenging people not to do, and that is, if you actually have knowledge to contradict our concern that amnesty with a pathway to citizenship is going to culturally terraform the republic, then produce your evidence. Instead, when you present him with this fact that the pathway to citizenship is going to create millions of voters, they're going to be Democrat, they're going to be anti-gun, his rejoinder was, Obama thinks that. No, I'm sorry, it's not Obama thinks that, okay? The Pew Research polls think that. All credible empirical evidence thinks that. Jed Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary, says these people have earned the right to be citizens. He thinks that. Okay, Representative Kurt Schrader of Oregon says that we will control the country for the next 20 to 30 years. He thinks that. And one other guy who thinks that is Michael Bloomberg of the Partnership for New American Economy, which Grover Norquist is collaborating with. Okay, I'd like to see him address some of the specifics. When he
Neil, can you address some of that? This is something that you and I talked about again, because of the Beck diversion that we had to address and wanted, you know, it was the platform for him to do that, and I respect him for doing that and answering that question. He didn't have to. He could have said, "I'm not going to come on. I don't want to talk about it. My PR people won't let me." But he did come on, and I appreciate that. But you know, Grover, you've known him for a long time. What do you think about what you just heard? You know, immigration, as you know, to me, it's the greatest threat we face as gun owners.
Well, I mean, immigration has not been the conservative bugaboo that it is now, say, even 5 or 6 years ago. And so, you know, you have to remember that it wasn't until the Schumer bill came out that people really saw what was happening. And now you have almost anonymity against the immigration. I will tell you flat out that Grover has said he's against the executive action and that he is, you know, and going about it that way. But I think, like a lot of people, he believes that something has to be done with immigration. I mean, I'm not sure I like the word collaborating, because that's kind of a loaded word.
I don't know what else you call his affiliation, his association. And again, it's not addressing the danged issue here. And when he starts talking about, well, the second generation of the Irish and the Italian and all that, well, first of all, the parallel is not adequate, because the first generation is enough to end things, and then we're not going to get it back. But in terms of not being a parallel, the earlier immigrants came in legally. They did not come in to a welfare net. Okay?
But David, he has said that he is against the executive action and
But stop. He is still for allowing these people to remain in this country, easing up so that they can work in this country, and the pathway to citizenship will be there. There is no way that he has ever defined how this is not going to be there. I challenge you to produce that. I would love to see it.
Well, I mean, that was something that was, you know, on the table, and, you know,
we don't need it on the table this week
because of what was going on.
You know, let's bring him back, because what we're talking about, another difference is the numbers that are going to be coming in by the tens of millions. It is going to be massive. It is going to be balkanization.
All right, I need you to stop right there, because we're getting ready to take a break. I told you this hour was going to get feisty. Armed American Radio continues right after this. Great minds talking about the things you need to hear about here on the Armed American Radio Network. Back right after this.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I told you that the conversation would be lively, and it is. And a couple comments here before we get back into it. Last week on the program, if you missed it, we talked for about a half hour in the second half of this particular hour of the program about immigration and a lot of ideas. We all agree that this is a tremendous threat to the future of our Second Amendment rights. And what you just heard David Codrey is saying about the urgency. You're darn right there's urgency. And if you don't think there's urgency, let me refer you back to why Barack Obama wants it done so damn fast. You ask yourself that question, you've got an answer. Neil McKay, back to you. I believe you were finishing up when we left for the break. Go ahead.
Well, no, I just wanted to make the point that, he has given, I've been at meetings chaired by Grover where he has given, created a forum for people who are for opening up immigration and against opening immigration. And, he's been an honest broker in the conservative movement on this issue and other issues, but he has always said that he's for doing something. Now, certainly, what the president has done with executive action, that opens the door for executive action against gun rights and other things. And he's absolutely against that. But, that really wasn't what we were, that's really not what we were drilling on tonight.
No, it's not. There's no question about that. We had, we had X amount of time. In fact, we had about 17 minutes of on-air time to talk with him. And it's difficult to do that when you have so much to cover. David, you know that you hosted a program. The time constraint just kills me. I keep blaming Sean for not taking care of that clock. Just hold those arms back a little bit, which is why I'm so grateful that we have the Armed American Radio Daily Defense coming up, because we can bring guests like that on the show and have the full hour with them. Is David there?
Yeah, I'm here. Is there a question in there?
I wanted you to get your comments on you know, having extra time and the fact that we're going to be able to do that as we move forward after April 6th.
Yeah, I'd like to capitalize though on this time and continue with where I was.
Go right ahead.
And that was, you know, then Grover comes back with, well, his rejoinder is, well, NRA is making inroads. Okay, we're reaching out to these groups of immigrants, and that's fine and good. NRA should be reaching out to new people coming in and you know, introducing them to the American way of life. But tell me about those inroads. How do they compete with, like, the 20 or so million illegal aliens who are uncontestably Democrat and gun control supporting? How do your inroads compare with that? Give us something that we can quantify and validate. Do we have a million person dreamers for the Second Amendment organization? No, of course we don't. And so the bottom line is, all of the arguments aside, and you know what? I'm not interested in someone being an honest broker between freedom and the destruction of the Republic.
Well,
I am interested in someone coming up with credible numbers to refute that 20 million illegal aliens getting Jed Johnson's pathway to citizenship are going to be overwhelmingly Democrat, overwhelmingly anti-gun, and it's going to end it all. It's going to reverse all the legislative and all the judicial victories, and it'll put us back into the dark ages. And if someone has evidence that we can then look at and validate, give us that. Don't give us platitudes. Let's get this out in the open.
Well, no, yeah. I have yet seen anything from the National Rifle Association on this, and that was a follow-up that I would have loved to have had the time to ask him, but didn't, and I expect to have him back on the program very, very soon. I want to know, what is the NRA's goal? What are they doing? How are they reaching out? I have yet to see any of that. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to make the last point on the topic was that, you know, he was asked and he answered. And so, you know, it's not like he's, you know, he didn't duck anything, David. You know, he said there's no secret agenda. It's just that we didn't have time to explore it because we were talking about something else.
No, you know, he gave a general platitude. He could have given a much more specific one-sentence answer. So I'm sorry, Neil, I got to disagree with you on that. I looked at that as being an avoidance with a platitude, and we're too late for platitudes. And, Mark, I know that you said when we have differences, we should, you know, do it among ourselves and we shouldn't be airing it out in public. But in this particular case, no one else is talking about it on the national level. I'm talking about it. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America is talking about it. You're talking about it on this program. But everyone else, the megaphone is in the other hands that want the American people not to know about this topic, which is the most vital topic facing us today.
I don't disagree with that. I've made that statement on this program many times before. I have intimate knowledge of immigration in this country. I have personal knowledge of it. I know people on both sides of the border. I brought someone to this country under the rules years ago, and that's a conversation for a whole other show.
And
I did it legally, and I could have done it illegally. Well, doing it legally was a nightmare. I'll leave it at that. It would have been a lot easier for me to do it illegally, believe it or not. But I went through a U.S. congressman in Tennessee. Shanto, you're in the process of doing it now. This is a topic that's very close to everybody's heart. And, David, as far as it, we're not really airing any differences here. We're having a great wide-open discussion on what all of us agree is a tremendous threat to our Second Amendment freedom.
I just want to say this because it sounded like whatever, you know, I don't know the beef with Gaffney because we didn't hear the specifics and he hasn't been given a chance to say what he has so that we can compare who's saying what. All we know is he said, she said, fine. I have no axe to grind that's personal against Grover Norquist. I don't need to, you know, well, he's stalking Grover Norquist or he's whatever. No. Grover Norquist has done great stuff on the tax thing. Grover Norquist has done good stuff on the Second Amendment, but all that is going to be reversed if we don't get this under control. And I'm saying convince me otherwise.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, the guy, you know, Glenn Beck was, you know, was the featured speaker at the NRA convention in Houston. And the guy goes on a national program and says he's going to resign from the NRA if Grover Norquist is reelected. And so that's what we were focusing on. Certainly, I mean, you came on and said it was a distraction. You want to talk about other things, but you can't disagree that that was something that was center stage, and that was something that was a quick boil that needed to be addressed.
It was center stage that acted as a distraction, and I want to get eyes and ears off of that. Distraction and back onto the real issue. That's my agenda.
And you know, that's a good point, Neil. I'm glad you brought that up, because that is what, when I made those closing comments at the end of that segment, one of my concerns was, and that was specifically what I was referring to about airing grievances inside and amongst our families, as we do within our own families, and that's where I had an issue with Beck. We'll see how Glenn Beck follows through. Glenn Beck's entitled to his opinion. He can say and do whatever he wants, and he does it eloquently. He didn't get where he was because he doesn't. He's got a very powerful microphone. He's got millions of followers, makes a ton of money doing it. But we're getting ready to find out whether or not the rubber is going to meet the road here come the 22nd. Because I agree with David. I believe Grover Norquist has got his board membership secured. I don't see any reason why it's not. David brought up some great examples in his column. We'll direct people to that when we come back from the break, as to where they can go and read about his thoughts. He goes into even more detail than you just heard here. But it would be nice, when you're talking about the person who was the featured speaker, the person I saw stand there and speak about the NRA, not to tell people to pull away from the NRA, but that's a conversation that can be had within the family. Good people can disagree about a wide variety of topics and still have conversation about it. Pooh. I love this conversation, quite honestly. We've got 30 seconds. Who was getting ready to jump in?
Well, I've got one little point I want to make, is that
George, go right ahead.
The left is very good at having that united front, and the conservative side of the aisle, we are very fast to eat our own. To throw somebody under the bus for agreements on whatever issue it can be, you know, dismiss them. This person's not one of us anymore, and isolate them. We really need to work together through our differences.
Great point. Perfect timing on that. We'll close out this segment. When we come back, we've got one more segment left with you here on the Armed American Radio Network. This is one of the best roundtables we've ever had. I hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. Back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
You're a 23 laboring man?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think.
As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Teachuscca.com. I've got to tell you this quickly. If you're not a member of the organization, the biggest organization in the country that has your back, I can't wrap my head around that. If you carry a gun, if you're considering carrying a gun, if you've considered thinking about carrying a gun, you absolutely have to visit the United States Concealed Carry Association. This is the biggest organization in the country that has your back. They have put families back together when people have used firearms to defend themselves and have found themselves on the other side of the law. They have seen to it through their network of attorneys that those cases have been dismissed and that those people go home. You do not want to find yourself in that position. USConcealedCarry.com has your back, and all of the employees there have your back. There are specialists on duty 24/7 to take your call at the worst moment of your life, should it happen. Why would you want to be without it? Not to mention you get the best magazine in the world, the best reviews, the best information, and you get to read me. I mean, come on. USConcealedCarry.com has your back. And it's chump change when the chips are down. It's chump change anyway, but particularly when you need it the most. So visit USConcealedCarry.com. Get involved. They've got your tail when your tail is literally on the line. All right. Fun hour so far. We're going to change gears. I made the single best batch of barbecue I've ever cooked in my 35-plus years of smoking barbecue. David, I did it on a combination, two actual smokers. I did part of it on a pellet smoker, and I did the other part on a Weber Smoky Mountain. So I used a combination of various woods and techniques. And I made a batch of pork butt, pulled pork barbecue, that was absolutely the neighbors were walking by yesterday and today commenting about how good it was. And it was done with a perfect combination. I said the perfect storm. Global warming gives us the perfect storm of guests sometimes, and that happened today. But the perfect combination of time, wood, smoke, love of what we're doing, and various barbecue sauces from around the country, combined with some homemade coleslaw and some homemade beans that, oh, man, just off the chain. Check out my Facebook page or head over to Grilling While Armed on Facebook, and you can see some photographs of it. David, I got to get you on charcoal, man.
Well, you know, what you're missing, Mark, though, is the subtle spider flavor you get from Venturi tubes when you're heating with gas, and when you're heating while armed, let me put it that way.
Okay. Cooking outside while armed. I know, don't George Hill can appreciate this. George, I'm sure you saw the photographs. I'm hoping you saw the photographs that I put out there for you to see. But
absolutely,
it was bar none the best barbecue batch. That's, you know, I got to tell you, I'll pat myself on the back here. After 35 plus years of smoking up every hood I've ever lived in, this stuff took the cake. It was just a combination
it
of the rubs.
Fantastic.
It was absolutely incredible. You've broke bread over here before. You know what I'm talking about.
I know you are a certified, genuine pit master.
Well, you know what's going to be fun.
When you say I'm not questioning that.
Let's push this. You and I will be cooking together May 8th, 9th, 10th in West Bend, Wisconsin. We will be grilling while armed at, we have been invited to, the U.S. Concealed Carry CCW Expo, the first CCW Expo at the fairgrounds up in West Bend, Wisconsin. This is going to be a huge event. Yeah. Thousands of people will be there. Families will be there. So you're going to see a mix of vendors, of all of the cool products that you see, particularly in Concealed Carry Magazine, but not just them, but everywhere. All the vendors that you know, holster manufacturers, Crossbreed will be there. Alan Gottlieb is going to be there with the Second Amendment Foundation. You can come and meet Alan. Sheriff Clark. Sheriff Clark from Milwaukee is going to be there. And you and I will be out there literally grilling while armed for whoever wants to munch. And we're going to have a great time. Neil, you should come to this event. Is Neil there?
Well, if there'll be ribs, I'll be there.
There will definitely be ribs. I'll make sure to put a rack of ribs on for you, and I'll yell at you, hello, Neil, come on over here and get some ribs. Most people don't understand what we're talking about, but down south we say, well, go get me some ribs. Neil says, can we go in up and get some ribs? Is that how they say it in Boston?
Well, you know, there just isn't a culture of barbecue there. You know, there's a culture of beans, you know, and clam chowder. It's just not our deal.
The chowder is good up there, too. Hey, let's go to a couple. I had to get some grilling while armed in there. A couple fun stories. First off, on Fox News, is America's news headquarter this week, Lieutenant Governor Pete Kinder of Missouri said Attorney General Eric Holder, quote unquote, on many occasions seemed to be, quote unquote again, inciting the mob, referring to the situation that continually seems to be unfolding. Because I don't know what these people want, not protesters, anarchists in Missouri. I don't know what they're protesting now. They've gotten more than they wanted, and they continue to protest. Now, we've got a guy who was arrested today, for shooting the two cops. For some reason, he was not charged with attempted murder of a law enforcement officer, but a couple of other charges. The charges do carry life in prison. I have a feeling those will be upped, no doubt. But here's what Kinder said. He's sounding the right notes today, this afternoon. I just wish he had been more judicious and measured in his comments since August 9th, because Mr. Holder came in and seemed on many occasions to be inciting the mob. He seemed to be putting his weight on the side of the scales of justice and not backing up law enforcement, on one side of the scales of justice and not backing up law enforcement. And if he is now, you know, backing up law enforcement mode, then I will be among those cheering him, and I hope that's the way he is from now on. But here's what he said. He was asked if he had spoken to Holder directly, and Kinder said, quoting, no, 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 he doesn't bend to speak with people like me. He comes into town, meets with one side. He met with the family of Michael Brown, and that's fine that he met with them. but he did not meet with the family of Officer Darren Wilson or with his brother and sister officers to say, I'm backing you up. David, what does that tell you about Eric Holder? And I already know the answer, but let it rip.
That tells me that Eric Holder has an agenda, and that is to incite the mob. And you know, the first time I ever heard the phrase, no justice, no peace, was during the Los Angeles riots. I don't know if it predates that or not, but I heard it coming from politicians. And at that time, it was just grossly irresponsible. I thought they should have been charged with inciting a riot.
Yeah, it's an interesting take. Neil, your thoughts?
Well, one of the things that Holder did, and Obama does the same thing, is you delegitimize the police force. And we saw the same thing in New York City, unfortunately, is when you sort of take away that, you know, the fact that this is a police force with legitimate authority. When you say that they're basically, you know, a rogue organization, that basically Holder was talking about the Ferguson police like it was the crime organization. And so what's someone to think? You know, and it's like, so if someone is contemplating shooting at a Ferguson police officer, and then they hear Holder and the president say that the police officers are in fact the enemy working against them, well, I mean, what's to give that police cop killer pause?
All right, Neil, we got to stop you right there. George, you have 5 seconds. You wore the uniform in Richmond, Virginia. Did Eric Holder, would you have felt he had your back, yes or no?
He is no friend of law enforcement. I don't know why that man is still in his office.
We will see you next week, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Neil McCabe, David Kodria, Feisty Conversation, love it. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Beginning April 6th, we'll be bringing you Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour, 4 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. That's a beautiful thing. Thanks to all of our guests, Grover Norquist, Mike Hammond, John Lott, Rob Pincus, Neil McCabe, David Kodria, George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.